Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Howard Stevenson. How are you, Howard?
I'm doing fine for an 81-year-old.
And not just 81 years old. Now, you know I've interviewed Howard in the past, but Howard has a really interesting background. It's everything. Mostly being connected with Harvard University, top professor, also was former chairman of Harvard Business School Publishing. He's been on 30 boards, wrote 15 books, has given over 1,000 speeches, has invested in countless organizations, some incredibly successful. We're going to talk a lot about what you've learned in advice to CEOs, entrepreneurs, board fundraisers. But I want to start off with one question. First, how would you define the word success, Howard?
I would be more complicated than most. The work we did in Just Enough said there are four different kinds of success. Achievement, what are you doing against external goals others are striving for? That's money, power, fame. There are a lot of ways to achieve. But then there's also significance. What have you done for others that they care about? Not that you think you're doing it for them. Like with your kids, you ought to do what they, you can help them the way they want to be helped, not the way you think they should be helped. Then there's happiness. And happiness is a feeling of contentment about your life. And then there's legacy. What have you done that others will build upon? And most human beings, and I can name some notable exceptions, which I won't use their name for fear of libel, only want one. Perhaps it's achievement and fame. But when you talk to ordinary people and ask them the question, not why did you succeed, but tell us about successes in your life, all four of these types come up. And the problem is they're contradictory. You know, I think it takes a certain amount of neuroses to achieve. I certainly have some. But achievement doesn't help you be happy because you're always wanting more. As Sam Gompers, the labor leader, said, what do you want more? And if you're so wrapped in your own achievement, you probably won't leak a legacy you see in the business. And we see many family businesses fail because the old man has to have it his way and is sure he's got it right even if the century has changed. So there are...
Has that changed at all over, we've been now through a pandemic, the world is obviously morphing significantly, technology's changing. Has the concept of success changed at all, or is it exactly the same as it was?
I think more people are thinking about happiness and even significance, because there's a lot of work that Bob Waldinger did that finds longevity and happiness is associated with good relationships, and good relationships don't come out of telling people what to do. They come out of listening.
Let's talk about entrepreneurs. Probably the heart of the entire economy is, it's not the large organizations, enterprise, who I'm usually interviewing, but it's more of the entrepreneurs who built their own businesses, who advanced it to a next generation. What advice do you have to entrepreneurs? And you've been involved in every single segment of it.
I would say that they should listen to Frank Batten. Nobody's ever heard of Frank Batten, but I served on his board for 19 years, and he founded the Weather Channel. He got the fourth biggest cable organization. We had, I think, 16 newspapers, auto traders, etc. And in the period I was on board, we took it from 300 million value to over 10 billion. And Frank always said, he owned 86% of the company. And he always said, look, I'm not here to maximize shareholder wealth. I'm here to serve my customers at a profit. And if I don't invest enough in the people or the community or the product, I'll go broke. And if I don't make enough money, I'll go broke. So profit is a constraint, not a goal. And I think that great companies, I can name several I've been associated with beyond Landmark, still have that basic attitude. You're trying, and it isn't stakeholder analysis. It's saying you're really walking a fine line between serving your customer and making enough money to reinvest in the business and the people.
Talk about the concept of leadership, what it means, and has that changed post-pandemic?
I think leadership cannot be separated from followership. You need people to follow you in order to be a leader, but for people to follow you, they have to believe you're going in a direction that is meaningful to them in their lives. And I think the pandemic has caused people to ask the question, I don't want on my epitaph, I sold more Jell-O Whip in Rochester, New York than any other living human being. They're seeking more meaning in their lives, and that comes from personal relationships. It comes from, the business relationships we have are a lot of our personal relationships. And when they find that unsatisfactory, I think there's nothing worse than calling the HR department the human resource department that says that's just like a factory or that's like a nut and bolt. It doesn't say these are human beings with their own motives and their own desires and their own fears. I guess to me, leadership, I hope, represents several things. One is you have to be accountable for your own action. It isn't that somebody did it to you. Whatever happens, you have some responsibility. I think the other thing that this last 3 years has demonstrated conclusively is that things will change. We thought that derivatives would derive the world, and back before you were probably studying it, they thought that the input-output tables would manage companies, but they don't, and things change.
John Mackey, the founder of Whole Foods, once told me, he said, you know what, Robert? The purpose of our business is not profit. It's just like the purpose of my body is not producing red blood cells. But without profit, just like without blood cells, you're not going to move forward.
Well, I think that's an apt analysis or analogy. But I think also there are too many people, and I see this in startups, who think they know what the customer wants. And there's a great book called Socratic Selling that I have lived by a lot of my life, which is ask the damn questions. You've got to get inside the person's head before you can make a sale. And, in fundraising, that was certainly true, that most people walk in and say, we need, or you owe us, or something like that. And what I found in fundraising is, no, I needed them to answer four questions positively. Are you doing important work from their perspective? Are you well managed? Because if they don't, I don't care if I give away $100. But if I'm going to give along a couple more zeros, or even three more zeros or four more zeros, I really care that the money is being well used. The third question is, will this make a difference? Will this gift make a difference? Now, I think all of those three are relevant to business. And the fourth is, will I enjoy the experience? And in fundraising, not everybody, well, maybe everybody wants to meet the president of the university, but they also want to meet the students who got the scholarship, the scientists doing the real work. So you have to really start to say, I need to get inside the person's head. And that involves a bunch of techniques that we could talk about.
Well, let's talk about them. These four questions, by the way, are already the framework. And when you talk about the Socratic way of selling, that obviously ties directly into fundraising, but obviously into a lot more. So talk about more techniques.
The Japanese developed the five why mantra in their quality. They want to ask why five times to get to the bottom of a problem. In fundraising, I found that very helpful. I'd start with a question like, what is important to you right now? What are you working on that you think is important to change the world? Why are you doing that? What in your life has made you think that's important? Now, where did you get the information that, what kind of information convinced you that was important? Then, what did you most enjoy about this experience? The questions, and I may have only given four, really get you inside the head. And once you get inside the head, you know exactly how to make a proposal. And think of how many salespeople don't do that. they say, I've got this solution for your problem. I don't know what your problem is, but if you buy my product, you'll have a solution.
Therein lies the greatest challenge with sales. We are about to take a commercial break in 1 minute, but if you could sum up for anyone who's trying to raise money, sum up everything you've said into like a few sentences.
Well, my grandmother summed it up best. She said, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. Use them in that ratio.
There you have it. We're about to take a commercial break. We're speaking with the world-renowned Howard Stevenson and phenomenal books, many which I've read. And when we come back, we're going to actually talk about CEOs, what advice you have, boards, what advice. And here's the big one. In America, we're trying to move forward, as in corporations. But how do you do this when people won't listen and everyone disagrees? Those three questions will be answered in a few minutes. Back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, America, and welcome back to CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Howard Stevenson, and he's giving a mostly Harvard-built perspective, but he's also been on 30 boards, written 15 books, given 1,000 speeches. So I want to ask you about CEOs.
I've also invested in probably 200 companies.
And invested into, how many of those were successful?
Enough.
There you go. And by the way, when you invest, is the secret to get 1 out of 10 a huge return, or do you want to get, how do you want to look at your investments?
I think you barbell it. There are things that you say, if I could make a 10 or 12% return, that would be fantastic. And there are businesses that do that. I mean, Georgia Paul Wayman has made a fortune in the beer industry. And then there are some things you take wild shots on. And those, hopefully they work out, or enough of them work out. And we've had probably, I went back and looked, and they're probably, over the 40 years I've been investing, there are probably 7 or 8 that have really worked out well, more than 10x, and some of them as much as 400x. So it's, but the investing is an interesting thing, because I always think that if somebody can't tell you in a one-page model what they're betting on, I want to know what they're betting on. And, you know, and it's complicated, because my belief is that over time I've come to believe the first and important thing is people. How do you judge whether this person is not only competent, but more importantly, honest? One of my favorite questions when I meet somebody is, tell me about the sharpest deal you've done. And I've had people describe tax fraud, screwing partners, everything in their sun. And I always say, thank you, I'll buy lunch. And then I move on. But trying to get a feeling, and this is why you often invest with people you know, is you've seen them in good times or bad. The second thing is, what's the nature of the opportunity? And that goes to your first question. You know, you got to look at the upside first. There are a lot of businesses that if they're perfect, they're still not worth investing in. I would put the restaurant business in that category distinctly. There's many others that qualify in that. You know, and also, what's an opportunity for me at age 81 and, you know, having the resources I have, is very different than what's an opportunity for Howard Stevenson at 1992. You know, I was 40 years old and coming back to Harvard. So trying to define, though, what the probability of the upside is, or what the possibility of the upside is incredibly important. And every projection you see has large numbers in the hockey stick that's sitting out there. But I think that you can start to ask, well, what does this opportunity depend on? What do the customers want? What is the economics of the business? What is the cash flow of the business? There are a lot of things that define a good opportunity. The third thing is the context. You know, I mentioned Valpost. We started that in 1982. We were brilliant, because there was no better time to start a money management firm than 1982, I think, other than maybe 1933. Except you couldn't get anybody to put money in 1933. And the context matters. I couldn't do what I've done now because the context is different. And if you think that you're just going to repeat the same success, you're Silicon Valley bound. And then the last thing, and that's the one I care least about, is the deal. Because no deal, no document ever captures the whole expectations of all the problems that can happen, or the opportunities that can happen. You know, one of our best deals was one where I thought the business plan was crazy, but I thought the people were fantastic. And we talked about the business plan, and they figured out within 6 months the business plan was horrible. And they morphed into a company that's grown into multi-billion dollar value we've sold along the way, so we're not a major owner anymore. But I still have enough stock to be important to my family. So my advice to any entrepreneur is you got to think in these four things: people, opportunity, deal, and context. And those all require, you know, one of the doctoral students I had said, you got to know or be known to be successful. And knowing the business really helps.
Okay, you mentioned something interesting. You said business model, not so much. The people, absolutely. They were spectacular. What about those people made them spectacular?
I would say that they listened. You know, you cannot, from a director's position or even a major investor, control the future of the company. What I was always looking for is somebody who was not so cocksure of, you know, it's a funny game to play in this business because you got to believe in what you're doing, but you got to know there are questions you don't know the answer to, and when you find the answer to them, it may change your mind. So there's getting people who listen, people who are curious, people that are looking around the corner and saying, what can go right, what can go wrong, is an incredibly important skill.
And when you have that skill, what do you do when you have two people who completely disagree? How do you get them to work together, or should you not get them to work together?
One of the books I wrote is called Do Lunch or Be Lunch. And it says that predictability is very important, and cooperation is incredibly important. And one of the things we found in the research for it was there are two ways people disagree. They can disagree on what they want, or they can disagree on how the world works. Now, if you agree on both of those, you're probably part of a cult. And that's not very healthy because you'll be blind to environmental change. If you disagree totally on that, the only way you can resolve conflict is one person has the power. You know, if I put a gun to your head, you're going to do what I want. But there's a large range in between where you think you can spin gold out of straw and you want me to invest. Well, I'll be glad to sell you the straw, but I don't want to give you the straw as an investment. And conversely, in a company, you don't have to agree totally. The marketing department and the research department and the sale and the production group have very different ways of viewing how the world works. And it's up to the CEO to find the compatible dialogue among the people.
We only have 1 minute left, and I have to ask you two quick questions, because I promised that. So only one sentence on each. If you could give advice to the top CEOs in America, just one sentence of advice, what they should do.
Listen more than you talk.
And finally, advice to board members. You've been on over 30 boards.
If you're not helping, get off.
See you next week.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. Something special for you today. We have two CEOs, co-CEOs for 17 years, leading the largest, most successful, most admired architecture firm in the world, Gensler. So first, I'd like to say hi, Diane Hoskins. Welcome to CEO Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's great to be here.
And next, I would like to say hello to Andy Cohen, our other co-CEO of Gensler.
Thanks so much, Robert. Really appreciate you doing this.
So let's start off with you, Andy. Gensler, obviously the largest, I think the most admired by all standings, architecture firm in the world. Talk about what Gensler really is to you.
What Gensler is to me and Diane as co-leaders, co-CEOs, is it's really all about creating a better world through the power of design. That's our vision. You know, that Gensler has a unique and profound opportunity in making a positive difference in the world. Every day, our designs, what we're creating for our clients, impacts millions upon millions of people's lives. How they live through our designs, how they work, how they play, and how they're healthy. And we have this incredible focus on the human experience, on visceral experiences, especially what we've been through around the world over the last 2.5 years, living through COVID. Experiences, what we do is create great places and spaces. You know, every year we design millions upon millions of square feet of spaces. That vision, our vision of creating a better world through power design, comes to life through our incredible talented people. We have 7,000 people around the globe in 52 offices. And it really comes to life through this diversity of ideas, through the breadth, through the scale of our practice to service our clients around the world.
Diane, what do you have to add to that?
Well, as Andy said, we're a unique organization. You know, we come at design from a holistic standpoint. And what I mean by that is really that we bring together all of the design disciplines from base building architecture to city planning to interior design to graphic design. And we get at the root of the design question and the design brief in unique ways that go beyond just a superficial understanding of design to something that really does impact people's lives. And so, you know, that's the goal of our firm, to create a better world through the power of design. And then from an internal standpoint, to build the organization that can actually deliver that.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about workplace and how that's changed completely through the pandemic. But for now, I want to ask a question I think everyone would want to know. Diane, you're a co-CEO since 2005. This is a special model that very few CEOs have, where they're co-CEOs. Talk about what the model is, how it works, maybe how it doesn't work.
Well, Robert, great question. And in fact, we get that question all the time. In fact, Andy and I get that question a lot from other CEOs who I think are very intrigued by the possibilities of the co-CEO model, because they are recognizing that, you know, their organization is becoming more and more complex, that more is being demanded of the CEO, that, you know, all of us, especially during COVID, have been, you know, much more, you know, visible with our organizations, needing to address and speak to people on a regular basis, as well as, you know, every organization now needs to be out there and be active from the standpoint of its POV and its mission. What does your organization stand for? That's a lot on one CEO's plate. You know, we have been co-CEOs since 2005, and, you know, the genesis of that was really the fact that our organization truly believes in the idea of collaboration. I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but we live it every day, and we really believe that it is at the core of creating a great leadership model as well. And this idea that 1 + 1 = 5, that frankly two people working together who aren't, you know, the same person times two, it's really two very different people who bring a breadth of skills and experience together with that diversity that then is able to lead an organization where collaboration at a level that, you know, is about innovation and ideas and speed and, you know, again, getting at the core of what's going on out there that we have felt that it's been a massive advantage. And, you know, the results of that, we've seen the growth of our organization since 2005. We started, I think, Andy, we were maybe around, you know, 200 or 300 million annual revenue, and we're now, you know, past 1.5 billion and, you know, headed to 2 billion. And, you know, again, this leadership model, not just at the CEO level, but also in all of the key roles within our firm. Our regions are led by co-regional leaders and all the way through to office leadership. We've also seen that it has created incredible resilience for us during these challenging times, as well as we're looking at the kinds of succession planning and making sure that there is a seamless transition as our firm, you know, over the next 20, 30, 40 years, that this model has the potential to create incredible strength as we look at our you know, seamless and self-governing model into the decades ahead.
It's interesting. Actually, as I'm thinking now, for the first time of co-CEOs, well, my wife and I, Barbara, we're like sort of co-CEOs of the family. And so there is a structure built in. You mentioned an interesting word, Diane, and I want to ask this to Andy. And the word you mentioned was collaboration. So what I'm wondering, Andy, is from a structural standpoint, from a functional standpoint, where do you split, where you say, Diane handles this, I handle this, and where do you collaborate?
It's a great question, Robert. You know, we really believe that innovation, design innovation, comes from that word collaboration you mentioned. And so Diane and I, as we said, have been doing this for 17 years together. We believe that everyone comes to the workplace with what we call aces and spaces, things you're great at and some things you're not great at. And we believe in our firm, not only for Diane and I, but at every level in our organization, we have two or three leaders in key positions. And that has thrust us forward because we have this diversity of leadership throughout the firm. With those aces and spaces, the example is for Diane and I, Diane's aces are not my aces and vice versa. And so we're able to cover a lot of ground. We have great respect for one another. So in most cases, we're deferring to one another. We are brainstorming together, and when Diane and I come together, the sparks are flying on ideas. Because we come from different backgrounds, because we come from different perspectives, that different perspectives allows us to explore different ideas, creative ideas. And so, as Diane said, we believe that collaboration is 1 + 1 = 5. And so together, and it really, I want to tell other CEOs, it really is all about trust and respect. Diane and I have phenomenal relationships. We're friends, we're personal friends also. So we have great respect for one another's opinions. And we always know, after 17 years, when to defer to one another for critical decisions, because we understand our strengths.
In case a CEO wants to find out more about Gensler, because more and more CEOs are getting involved with this, what is the website they should go to?
Gensler.com. Gensler.com, www.gensler.com. And we have lots of articles on there, as Diane mentioned, lots of research on there about these subjects. We welcome you to come to our website and really explore. We're working on many, many new ideas, especially in the design industry, around these subjects.
We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to hear about what everyone is curious about, the workplace of the future. Now that we've gone through the great resignation, through the pandemic, remote work, we're going to hear that from the largest, most admired architecture firm in the world right after this commercial break. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver,
drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs and the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. And we're speaking with the co-CEOs of Gensler, the largest architecture firm in the world. And when we talk about the fabric of society, let's talk about a big issue. And I'm going to go over to you on this one, Diane, which is the workplace. Now, it's obvious post-pandemic, everything has changed. People are working remotely. What does the future really look like for CEOs to envision their workplace?
Well, that definitely is the million-dollar question, isn't it? We get asked this all the time. And, you know, this is, I think, one of the things. And our firm has been around for over 50 years and in many ways was one of the creators of the corporate interior design industry. Designing, you know, some of the greatest corporate headquarters, you know, of all the companies that we all admire. So we have deep, deep roots in understanding workplace, how it has changed, you know, during the dot-com era, how it has changed from the standpoint of, you know, the impacts of the various financial crises, how it has changed as we've looked at the new technologies that have been part of the workplace. And frankly, this trend toward telework or working from home or working from different places, which has really been a trend since even the early 1990s because of the advances in technology and kind of, you know, allowing us to move away from the desktop as the only place that we work. So these are, I like to say, these are long, long, long trend lines, but we all know that this kind of cataclysmic moment of the pandemic has really challenged so much in our society as a whole, and certainly the importance of place in our lives in all areas of life has been a part of the conversation, and we've seen, you know, kind of those lingering effects, and especially when it comes to work. You know, I think what we have found, and we have done extensive research, you know, we started the Research Institute soon after we became CEOs, actually. That was one of the things that we said, look, there's so much that's going on in the world, and we need to do more than ask our clients, what should it be? Because our client is asking us, what should we be doing? If, you know, again, as we look at where is this headed, it really is moving more strongly toward what is the right place to do your best work as an organization. And our clients are really coming around, you know, basically coalescing around the idea of the purpose of workplace being about people and being about the kinds of interactions that enable people to do great work, both individually as well as collectively. But it's those interactions that create the collaboration, that create the innovation, also create the professional development, also create the sense of community and culture that our organizations are, you know, are based on and that thrive. You know, there's an interesting conversation. Maybe I'll just throw this out there and, you know, then you didn't ask this, but it is an interesting mixed conversation that's happening, which we're hearing about, you know, quietly quitting. And that there is this kind of community of people that are very stealth within organizations that are literally looking to do as little as possible, but to still stay on the payroll. And by and large, you know, that community sees working from home as an important part of how to do this, how to disengage at the maximum without, you know, leaving the organization as a whole. And I think it's interesting to see how place is an important part of that kind of strategy, because the antithesis is, you know, when you are in that workplace, that there is greater engagement, that there is, you know, again, this draw of the organization.
Interesting. And Andy, I want to ask you about the culture and your leadership philosophy of how this ties in terms of the workplace of the future, because you have a large culture yourself.
I can tell you what Diane and I have been working on and when we're speaking to clients about this, and that is create the office as a destination, not an obligation. And that is, we want our offices to be talent magnets. And when people, you know, when people were home, young people especially were not getting mentored and coached. You can't have collaboration calls on a Zoom call. It really happens in person. You know, that career growth for people. And so what we're seeing is that as people were working home and now migrating back to the office, they're really looking for that sense of choice. And so we're working with all of our global clients on looking at their offices that they're moving into, the new offices or renovated offices, and creating that sense of choice based on how they're working for that moment, not just having a fixed desk per person. And that is the idea that you have different collaboration spaces, different meeting spaces. From a cultural standpoint for Gensler, it's been remarkable because as we've emerged from COVID, we've seen even more connectivity with our clients. We put out more communications with our clients, and it's been incredible to see coming out of COVID how our culture, we call it a one firm culture. It's something that's been part of our firm since the inception of the firm. And that is that it's one integrated, seamless family of people. We're a family around the globe, 7,000 strong. And when at one point we had 6,000 of our people at home. But you know what? Our culture was so strong before COVID that now as we're coming back and reconnecting again, it's just amazing to see how our organization, that strong culture, is so part of who we are. And we do that so much because we are working with clients around the globe. For some clients, we're working 5 offices, 10 offices, 15 offices are working with one client at a time as we're working on their spaces around the globe. So that idea that we're one integrated practice, that we're a family, and that anyone can pick up make a call or an email to one another and you're going to get immediate response has really propelled our firm forward as we're emerging from COVID, to really service our clients as best we can.
And there you have it. A pleasure, Diane. A pleasure, Andy, having you on the CEO show. And what I want to say is, everyone think of this. By the way, first, before I say this, if you do want to learn more about Gensler, it's GENSLER.com. But one concept is make your workplace a destination, not an obligation. And the other, something I had never heard before, and it's really fascinating. When you're looking at diversity, think about ACEs and spaces. And that's how you determine how they're is true collaboration that can emerge and elevate the entire organization. Look forward to seeing you next week.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.